Alright folks, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. Your daily dose of sanity in a world that's constantly trying to push your buttons. Today, we're diving into something super important. Letting go of guilt and shame. Ever feel like those two frenemies are clinging onto you tighter than a bad haircut? You know that feeling when you mess up, and suddenly, bam. Guilt hits you like a ton of bricks, and then shame swoops in, whispering nasty little doubts in your ear. Listen, we've all been there. It's part of the human experience, right? But here's the thing, letting guilt and shame run the show? That's where things get messy. They can hold you back from taking risks, pursuing your passions, even just enjoying life. So, today, we're breaking down how to free yourself from their grip and reclaim your power. First off, let's talk about recognizing these sneaky culprits. Guilt is that nagging feeling that says, you messed up. It's usually tied to specific actions or decisions. Shame, on the other hand, is a broader beast. It attacks your core sense of self, making you feel like you're fundamentally flawed. Imagine guilt as a spotlight shining on a single mistake, while shame casts a shadow over your entire being. Now, here are 5 key takeaways to help you break free. 1. Acknowledge and accept your imperfections. We're all human. We make mistakes, we stumble, we mess things up sometimes. It's part of the journey, not something to be ashamed of. Embrace those imperfections, learn from them, and move on. You wouldn't expect perfection from a close friend, so why hold yourself to such unrealistic standards? 2. Challenge negative self-talk. When that inner critic starts whispering nasty things, stop and ask yourself, is this really true? Is this helpful? Would I say this to a friend? Often, our self-criticism is harsher than we'd ever be to someone else. Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you'd offer a loved one. 3. Practice forgiveness. This applies to others and yourself. Holding on to grudges against others only hurts you in the long run. It keeps you tethered to negativity and prevents you from moving forward. And forgiving yourself? That's crucial for healing and letting go of shame. Everyone makes mistakes. Give yourself the grace to learn, grow, and move on. 4. Focus on what you can control. Dwelling on things outside your control just adds fuel to the guilt and shame fire. Instead, channel your energy into things you can influence. Take action towards your goals, cultivate positive relationships, and make choices that align with your values. 5. Seek support when you need it. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, join a support group, or seek professional help if you're struggling. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and provide valuable perspective. Let me paint you a picture. Picture Sarah, a talented artist who always puts immense pressure on herself to create masterpieces. Every time she doesn't feel like her work is perfect enough, guilt and shame creep in, whispering doubts about her abilities. This keeps her stuck, afraid to share her art with the world for fear of judgment. But then, Sarah decides to tap out. She recognizes that perfection isn't the goal, progress and joy are. She starts focusing on enjoying the process of creating, rather than obsessing over the outcome. She shares her work with a few close friends, who offer genuine encouragement and support. Slowly but surely, Sarah rediscovers the passion for art that had been buried beneath layers of guilt and shame. So remember, folks, letting go of guilt and shame is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of progress and setbacks. But by practicing self-compassion, challenging negative thoughts, and seeking support when you need it, you can free yourself from their grip and unlock your full potential. This episode's all about taking that first step, acknowledging those feelings, understanding where they come from, and choosing to move forward with more courage and kindness towards yourself. Remember, you are worthy of love, acceptance, and joy, no matter what. Now go out there and tap out of those negative vibes. Share this episode with someone who might need to hear it. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media using Oat of Overstimulation. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.